Penguin Random House Audio presents Didn't See It Coming. Overcoming the 7 greatest challenges that no one expects and everyone experiences. This is the author, Kerry Newhoff. A note from the author and publisher. This book is not intended to replace the advice of a trained psychological or medical professional. Listeners are advised to consult a qualified professional regarding treatment. This book is dedicated to my wife, Toni. I knew there was something amazing in you from the first time I laid eyes on you back in law school. I just had no idea it could be this deep, this rich, or this profound for this long. Not to mention, this much fun. And to think we're just getting started. And it's also dedicated to my parents, Martin and Marja. Your constant encouragement, support, faith, and love never cease to encourage me and inspire me, and you always, always, always point the way toward hope and toward Jesus. Introduction. Surprise. No one in his or her 20s sets out to end up feeling empty or cynical. At least I didn't. I don't know of any college graduates who want to become irrelevant and morally compromised before their 40th birthday. I can't imagine men and women at any age who want their personal relationships to collapse under the weight of pride or the lack of basic emotional intelligence. Yet each of those things happens every day to people we know, people we care about, people we love. Actually, it might be happening to you right now, though you remain completely unaware, because that's exactly how it happens. The implosions often come as a surprise. That's what happened to me. And I've seen the unexpected issues we deal with in this book flatten many good people. They simply didn't see it coming. They didn't see the edge of burnout before they hit it. They didn't see their marriage becoming distant and desperately disconnected. They didn't see the compromise they made at work coming until they knew they had crossed a line of no return. They didn't see that their once cutting-edge style and insight had become insufferably stale. They didn't imagine the emptiness they would feel after all their dreams came true. They just didn't see it coming. Few of us do. The question I want to tackle in this book is, could they have seen it coming? Can you? Show me a sign. Let's ask a difficult and personal set of questions. Are there signs? Do you have to be blindsided again and again? Are there clues along the way you can detect to save yourself from heartache, loss, and pain? If you're heading into a challenging season, is there any way to know you're moving in that direction before it's too late? Are there signs you can watch for that will help you avoid the problems so many well-meaning people stumble into? Could you know if you're the top candidate for the most cynical person on the planet? Are there clues that you're going to become the 45-year-old leader no one listens to anymore? Are there signs that you're en route to becoming incredibly successful and desperately empty at the same time? The way most people get into these unintended places is simple. They miss the warning signs. They don't see it coming. The good news is that you can see it coming. This book is for people who want to see the signs that there's a major life challenge ahead before it's too late. When I first started sharing at conferences some of the ideas that became this book, I thought I was addressing people 40 and over. The first time I gave a talk on cynicism in front of 1,000 leaders in Atlanta, I told the audience that anyone in their 20s and 30s would just need to squirrel this away for another day. Needless to say, I was shocked and saddened when after my talk, a very long line of 20-somethings, many with tears in their eyes, said this was already their story. It broke my heart. And it made me realize that so many of the things that have now made their way into this book have become the epidemics of our age. So I began to rethink the essence of my message. I now believe the signs we explore in this book exist for all of us, whatever the stage of the journey we might be on. These warning signs, if recognized and heeded, are gifts from God to spare us from the self-inflicted sadness and heartbreak that mark too many lives these days. Some chapters might sound like they're narrating your life, and scary as that may be, I pray
Sample complete. Ready to continue?